Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, if you have not heard, tomorrow, this dumbass show celebrates 20 years of nonsense at Black Raven Brewery in Woodinville. Now, much to our surprise and delight, the event is sold out. Today, however, whoever wants to join us absolutely can, because we're celebrating 2 decades here on The Rock with what some would call a trip down memory lane. That might be true of Ted, but here's the truth. We don't really have good memories, but it seems a lot of you do, because we've gotten many, many requests and submissions for moments that you would like us to revisit. Now, we're talking about people from around the country hitting us up, which is pretty cool. And to that end, our very own Mike Hawk has combed through your suggestions and your submissions and your requests and your complaints, and has worked tirelessly to hunt down all of them. Now, that said, we do not know that all of them will be played, because there's just not time. I mean, it's 20 years of crap. And honest to God, truth is, we don't know what Mike has in store. We don't know. And I think you've been able to go back, what, 15 years?
That's a bulk of what I found is about 15 years ago.
So it goes back about 15 years. I don't know if that's by choice. Mike says, hey, those first 5 years, we don't need to revisit. Who knows? But we'll find out. So other than Mike, we have no idea what you're going to hear, but it's what you asked for. So if you don't like it, it's your fault. So today we're celebrating 20 years here on The Rock.
Be a part of the big show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram and Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hello, Michelle. Away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,386. What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a guaranteed future repeat?
It'll be repeated somewhere sometime. But
you think so? If we're on vacation, you'll play this one again?
Maybe. You know
why not?
Well, you know, I usually try to design our reruns to sound like we're actually here, so people don't know.
This is a special show, Miles. You can't recreate the first dinner with a girl. You can't recreate this, man.
Yeah, SNL is never going to rerun their 50th, you know, anniversary episode.
Actually, I think they are.
Oh, they are. They are.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it's in the archives, Mike. I'm on your side.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you.
So, the exciting return today of Ted versus the FCC. I think we're just going to play some of Ted's biggest misses.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the year. How many years have we been doing Ted versus the FCC?
I'll tell you so what do you got, Ted?
It's got to be 07 or probably 08.
Well, the archives that I have go back to as early as 2011 is as far back as I go. I believe it's gone back further. It's just probably, that's where my records go.
Yeah, I'm guessing it was longer ago than that, but the circumstance with which we created it is not something that lends itself to memory so much as far as when it came up.
There was there's a hotel down the street on Fifth. It's got an elephant bar in the bottom. It's got a bar outside on the sixth or seventh floor. Patio bar, beautiful facility. So we find out about this outdoor bar. It's one of those first days where it's like 75.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. We're like, you know what? Let's go and sit outside.
Nice.
Drink some beer downtown. We decide to do this. We go to this bar. The place is packed. We're like, oh, man. Turns out there's a convention in town.
Nice.
At that hotel. And they're having a party outside. So the bartender, wink and nudge, politely informs us that there's a special event going on. The bar is, in fact, closed. But, you know, play your cards right.
Yeah.
And you can go get a beer.
Okay. They have free booze and alcohol.
So we grabbed the name tag, and we We went in.
Oh, my God. Was this the Kem Lawn story?
That is correct. That is right.
That is correct.
And we just
that
started
bar now,
getting
I believe, is called Frolic.
Is it Frolic?
Well, it used to just be a rooftop bar. Now it's like cocktails and food.
Oh, really?
It's gotten nice.
They wouldn't have let us in then.
Yeah. So we sit down, and we started laughing. We're getting pretty tuned up because, again,
everything was free.
It's a free bar.
Sure.
I mean, double Jack and Cokes, you name it, whatever. We're double fisting it. We're talking to people like, hey, how you doing? Good to see you again. What's going on, you know? And then we, for some reason, came up with this idea off of a tongue twister. We thought, you know what, man? What if we actually did this? You know, can we do this thing? Because we're risking being kicked off the air.
Sure.
Or a huge
hundreds
fine.
Of thousands of dollars in fines.
If Ted drops a bomb.
Right.
And that's kind of why the intro says what it does, because that is factually correct.
Right.
And you got to remember, I was running the board then. So every year, the company would make me sign a piece of paper that says, if one gets out, it's on you.
Yeah.
And I was like, so what if I don't sign? It's like, well, then you won't have a job. So it was like, all right.
Heat's on. $350,000 fine.
Yeah.
I think it's gone up since then. I think it's $375 now.
Yeah. Which is just ridiculous. I mean, let's face it. I mean, it doesn't inflict that much pain.
Nope.
No.
To hear the F-bomb or an S-word.
I heard it yesterday while I was at a football game.
Or the A-hole.
They're about to go to break. And one, you hear the Eagles fans saying some stuff, very clear. And then the players were yelling some stuff at each other. And I'm like, there it is. Right, it's so fine. It's just, it is what it is.
Do we really need to have this much weight on it? Like, won't say it.
Politicians say it all the time.
Right. I mean,
there's all kinds of public, if you're sitting there with a kid, right, and some dude says it once or twice, you kind of go, all right. But if somebody's saying it constantly, you'd be like, hey, dude.
Yes, exactly.
Right, exactly.
Except for Sanders games where I'm like, dude, it's just part of the song. Feel free to sing.
So that was the creation of Ted versus the FCC. The hardest part was, the beginning of it was, we really didn't have any tongue twisters. So we had to start writing them.
Yeah.
Now we don't anymore. We just take your suggestions. So
yeah.
We always act like we're writing them. We haven't written one in 10, 12 years.
That's probably about right.
I mean, honestly, God, we just take yours.
Well, I had one and Castle said absolutely not.
But that was about it.
There was a certain angle that got me.
Well, that was about if you say it correctly, you're guaranteed to cut.
We live in a great country.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, we do.
Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, over the years, we've had to trim up some of the words you could slip on.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have it where, you know, you have somebody who was digging ditches or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And you knew where the slip was going.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So we cut those out. We've cut out a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We used to do Black, White, Mexi, or Jew back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I think do we have an excerpt from that today? Or
an excerpt?
Or anything?
I got the old intro. I mean, we might be able to play around.
Okay, all right. I don't know.
See what we can do there.
Okay. So where are we going to start on the show?
So today on the show, real quick before we get started, we're going to have a whole lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of laughs. We're going to go back in time and just see if you guys can't remember all the stuff that you did back in the day. But and we're also going to have a handful of people that are going to come in here and give you guys your flowers. I don't generally get a whole lot of time to do it.
Flowers?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Well, you know.
It's a term.
Metaphorically speaking.
Right. Generally, people only get them when they're dead, so you give them to them now. Give them their flowers now.
So it can be a little bit hard to get a word in as we're going in here, and I tend to be the host. I don't necessarily get to give my piece in this. And so I wanted to do that before we get started. I wanted to show, just kind of put on there what the gravity of 20 years on the same radio station means with a couple of different points. First and foremost, just making it in the entertainment industry is one of the hardest things that I have been able to witness. There's a lot of people out there that they'll start TikTok channels and Instagram, you know, trying to be influencers. They'll start their own podcast to try to get out there and they try to do their own thing, right? So making your own, just making waves and getting started in the entertainment industry is a lot harder than just basically saying it out loud. You think about just in this last year, the number of shows and podcasts and songs and movies that people have said, you have to watch this. Even, you know, back in history, I still haven't watched Caddyshack. And I, don't worry, I'll watch it, right? So just even there in passing, finding it, and I hate to admit this, I was alerted to the show back when I was in a sophomore in high school, I believe. And same thing. I did listen to it. I didn't explore all that much. But eventually I ended up working on the detail shop and I found KISW and then I found you guys and I fell in love with it ever since. So just making your mark in entertainment is already that difficult of a task. Not to mention the fact that especially in the world of radio, this is a cutthroat business. We have known a lot of people. You think about the number of faces that you guys have seen come in and out of these doors. People that were people
just
that
in
were,
radio in general.
That's right.
Throughout our lives.
People that were here when you started that aren't here anymore. People that started after you guys did that are not here anymore. So honestly, 20 years, two decades worth of entertainment, and you guys are not slowing down one bit. So, y'all, I know that you guys, you know, you don't really dwell on what you've done in the past. You guys look a lot more into the future. You look at what you're going to do instead of what you have done. This is one moment I want you guys actually just sit there and take your applause for just a quick second there, that you guys have survived 20 years on this station. You guys are still the powerhouse that you are. You came in, you busted the doors down, you guys made all the noise in the world, and you're still here 20 years later, guys. Yeah, so.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Just wanted to put that out there.
I mean, this is our social media. This is our reality TV.
Well, radio is the first social
media. Yeah, I mean,
the first time human beings could communicate in real time, right? At the speed of light, someone could be not in a room with you.
Right.
And you could communicate, right? And it opened up everything else, television, movies, the whole nine, right? And so it's cool to me just to be a part of that. And other things are going to come and go. And like you said, well, podcasters, what, 400 billion people to do
it? Yes.
But not all of them are good. And granted, not all radio shows are good either, man. I struggle sometimes to figure out if some people keep their freaking job. And because every time we go across the country, I have to punch around and listen to different radio shows.
Right.
And the ones I typically enjoy the most, and I mean this honestly, there's a group of guys, I don't know if they're in Ocean City, Maryland, or Delaware, but I have to go there once a year, and they do a morning show. And they are so bad that I am glued to. My wife and I are both like, these guys are so terrible and completely unaware that they're god-awful that it is one of the greatest shows I've seen but or heard, but probably not for the reason that they want it to be.
Yeah.
I mean, everything they do is a disaster. And, like, we couldn't write a funnier show than these guys perform because they suck at every single thing. It does not matter what they do. It's awful. But I'm like, this is fantastic.
It's riveting.
Because in the end, they're still entertaining.
Well, you know? Also, we do 4 hours a day. Podcasters are they do wonderful jobs. They do, depending on what their genre is and what they're talking about. Our thing is, we want to talk to you, the listener.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes us unique. You know, you can watch television, but you can't interact with television.
Right.
You can't interact with a podcast. Sure, you can email them after the episode. You can't be a part of it. And the biggest thing about the show is that the listeners are the majority of the show. You know, we do a question for 2 hours just listening to your... So that entertains us. You know, our job ultimately is to entertain you. But you are the ones that have entertained us throughout the years. You're the ones that show up at the parties. You're the ones that buy the beer, the sausage, the salsa, all the things that support, you know, the charities throughout the years. So that's, I think, what makes radio such a powerful thing, is that if you want to call this show and tell us we're jackasses, you can.
Yeah.
And
or continue to text it in.
And you're not wrong.
We know that.
And you know, people say, like, how dumb are you that you don't know this, 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 this?
We're
talking out loud.
I have
a rule, okay, at the bar, anywhere, with my friends. Don't Google it yet.
Right, right.
I want to use my brain. I want to think here. I don't know everything. I am not Mr. Know-It-All.
Right.
People, I hate those people. I'm spitballing. When I talk about stuff, I'm just throwing stuff out there. You know, just because, I don't know, we talk about crap all the time. Doesn't mean we're experts. We don't know. We know a little bit about a lot of things. We know a whole lot of nothing about most things.
And so, the truth, our opinion is exactly as important as yours.
That's right. Like, exactly.
And listen, that's right. And that is true. I don't care if it's sports, politics, you name it. Anyone that's on TV or the radio, remember, their opinion is exactly as important as yours. So don't confuse someone having a microphone for being relevant.
Right.
They just happen to have a microphone. How many? You watch all that sports stuff, Ted?
Yeah.
You probably disagree with what percent of what comes out of their mouths, how they're assessing something.
50?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. They don't know. When I was doing sports radio, it's one thing that really occurred to me, because I didn't know that. And my first gig on air was doing sports radio, right? So I'm a massive Ravens fan. We carried the Ravens. And I could very concisely give my opinion of what they thought, what I thought they should do. But I realized, like, I'm just giving my opinion. Yeah, I am not an expert. But when you met people, they're like, well, hey, man, what do you think? I'm like, what do you think, man? I don't know.
Ask anybody who plays fantasy football.
Run the ball.
I mean, yeah,
if you play fantasy football. You got Saquon. Run the ball.
Yeah. Got to have a good defense. There's all kinds of things. But ultimately, nobody's an expert on anything.
No.
I mean, you say you're an expert. Sure. If you got a doctorate or whatever. Yeah. You're a surgeon. You're an expert on that. I'll give you that. But, I mean, we're just in here.
Your work is practice.
They call it practice,
that's
bro.
They call it practice,
we're in the game, bro. We're in the game.
Yeah.
All right, so where are we starting?
So, uh, we,
I don't want this to be kind of like the end of the year spectacular, other than we are going to play clips. I want to avoid a lot of the big popular ones that you'll hear in December. So I do kind of want to go to the emails here. So we did get this email here a few days ago from Chris. It says, I've absolutely sent this before, but I wanted to send one of my favorite clips for your consideration. You guys are still trying to get Miles to get a Sphinx cat today.
Nice.
He says, I clipped this 12 years ago in 2013. I don't think the show has ever devolved into an absolute giggle fit so much as it did here. This is such like teeny tiny mouth guy, just the way that you guys keep on going off. This is indicative of how this show goes. So this is just one that is entitled Sphinx.
Yeah, Sphinx is, that's a weird looking hairless
cat.
But
can we throw Sphinx cats into being from Persia?
Oh man, look at
They're
this
from
thing.
Africa.
Oh wow. It doesn't look right. It just doesn't look right.
It looks like you're about to cook it. I mean, honestly, it looks like this is the cat that I'm about to drop into like a bowl of water, man.
They made up.
Would you pet that? Would you pet that?
Look at that thing.
Someone puts that on your lap and says, pet my hairless cat. Just pet it.
Look at
him. Stroke the skin of my hairless cat.
Oh, man, my cat wax.
I'm going to get one of those, man.
My cat wax.
You're going to get a hairless cat.
If I ever got a cat, it would be one of those things because I hate cat hair.
You know, man, if I broke into someone's house and they had a pit bull, I go, oh, no, what do you do? If I broke into someone's house and they had a hairless cat, I would leave instantly.
I'm telling you, man, if you saw this Sphinx,
I don't want that thing touching me.
What if you broke into somebody's house and there's just a guy sitting there in the dark petting that weird cat like, I've been waiting for you.
Yeah. Hello, come on in, grab a seat.
Would you like a clove cigarette?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
even like crazy cat women don't have hairless cats.
The hairless cat, honestly, it just looks like a naked cat running around.
Just say something real weird like, a clove cigarette and a glass of prune juice.
Hey, I'll reach your hand in my front pocket. Tell me what you feel.
Exactly. Do you like sardines from a can? Vienna sausage?
Can I interest you in a hard candy?
Yes.
That's why you get a Persian cat, just so you can say weird things, and it's not as strange. Because you're already petting.
Please wipe your feet on the AstroTurf rug.
Yeah. Oh man!
You know, guy can't say anything if he has Sphinx, man. He'll just be like, "Whoa!"
He's already there.
That's Chinese checkers. Would you like to watch Bonanza?
So weird.
Game of Uno. Candyland. Shoots and ladders. Indian leg wrestling.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What nickname, reputation, or thing you said would you not like to deal with anymore? 206-421-ROCK, 800-783-ROCK.
Miles, this place has got real weird, dude.
Yeah. So they got the hairless cat.
Put on this robe.
Can I interest you in a Snuggie?
Oh, man. He has a Sphinx, dude.
Would you like, do you like something from the George Foreman Grill?
Oh, man.
Powdered milk. Bowl of cream of wheat.
God.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh, man.
Sorry, we're just too far away. We gotta continue. We gotta fight through this.
I can't do it.
We got this. Just buckle down.
Focus, you guys.
Oh, man.
And cream of wheat. Is that before or after the Indian leg wrestling?
When I get some bowl of cream of wheat.
Oh, man.
You know it's Bad
Choice Friday. Oh, Lordy. I don't even know where that's from.
No.
Strange enough, I still do look at those cats online all the time. Man.
Just that one.
I know.
I'm afraid he's going to string
my furniture.
I got $200 if somebody brings one tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
That would be a life changer.
That would be awesome.
So, Bad Choice Friday, by the way. We're going to go back to 2005 when we started. So, the two number one hits this time in the month of February.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani, Hollaback Girl is the first option, correct?
This was number one?
It was number one.
It was number one, man.
I mean, I know the song. It's just wow. So stupid.
Yeah.
But so it was 2005.
This is where we were 20 years ago. Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
At the top of the charts.
I mean, she's hot.
Even then, and Kanye West was cool. I ain't saying she a
gold digger. Sing it, Ted.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, things have changed 20 years.
What a crazy 20 years.
He's a self-proclaimed Nazi now.
I know.
That's right.
What about the guy from The Apprentice? Jesus. This is a crazy world. So vote now.
What's his new show called? The News.
Right. Exactly.
You follow us on X there, Men's Room Live. It's either going to be Kanye or Gwen Stefani.
Oh, that's a tough choice.
Girl. Oh, man. Before you take us to break here, Miles, we did get one more email that I took into consideration, took it to heart here. It's come from Paul. It says, I know it might be too late to ask this, but would it be possible to get a compilation of some of Thrill's best farts on the air? Yeah, there's a lot of them. Here's the thing. Ben, who that's a voice that some of you might not know about. He was the old producer there before me. Ben the Psycho Muppet.
Yep.
Great dude. He kept what was called the fart file for a good long time. And so reading that email, I thought, you know what? Let me put together a big old montage of Thrill's farts. Let me tell you guys, I made an 8-minute clip. And I wasn't halfway through the clips of farts. So we're going to play a whole lot of them today here as we go to break.
Not that one, wrong button.
Now, it's time for Great Moments in Men's Room History.
Here's where you have to be thinking, and this is the difference between a really good radio show and ours, all right? Ken Rosen...
Garlic!
We get it?
All right.
All the way, 3,000 miles away. We had the pre-orders.
So they're gone? They're done?
Done.
Well, I hope that helps, dude. I really do.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
That didn't help anything.
Garlic!
And follow around Coach Knight.
Okay.
So he's in
a... Whoa, wow. Jesus, whiz.
Yeah, man, hit
that
air.
Was unbelievable. Did you catch that, Ben?
All right, can we isolate that? All right.
That one hit.
Thanks.
That's great. Is that what you're saying? Do we have a second here to read a couple emails?
It takes so goddamn long to answer the question. By the time he answered, we probably are late. Really, it's your own fault.
Whoa! We got to go. We'll be right back after these. Time to evacuate. Give us some time there, Ted. Thank you.
I'm trying to stay a little sweet here.
The more you drink, the sweeter you get.
I can't do Crown.
We get that online.
For you, Ben.
That's for the weekend.
Got it.
We're out.
Sweet.
99.9 KISW, all of Bacciola's Miles and Thrill. Oh, man.
Garlic!
That they have had situations where they have been able to be... Jesus.
Garlic!
Steve, now, you'd like to see if I could take it to 120. You've been waiting to see if you could take it to 120. And you know it's not the right thing to do because it might get a ticket or whatever.
Right.
Grains of paradise.
Yes. Excuse me one moment.
Garlic.
Excuse me.
Garlic.
This has been another great... This has been another moment in Men's Room history.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Great Moments in Men's Room History.
A fat, fun duck like Chuck flips and hugs chunks of funky fudge. A fat, fun duck like Chuck flips and hugs chunks of funky fudge.
Two.
A fat duck like Chuck f***s. Shifty Sheila slit the bed. Shifty Sheila's bed was slit. Shifty Sheila's a bed slitter, and on a slitter bed she...
Oh, no!
And three times fast.
Shifty Shin, the ship, Shushy Chef, and
sit. Whoa!
Shifty Shin, the ship, Sushi Chef, sits and sips sherry softly after she slips on.
Oh, damn!
Corey Conley sucked a crusty sock. In shock, he knocked the carved and cut the clock while crows called, and flock clothes Big Doc.
One.
Crusty. Corey Conley sucked a. Oh. Rocky the Coke Soaker slips the tips through Prissy Sissy Fudge Broker. Through the Prissy Sissy Fudge Broker, Rocky the Coke Soaker slips tips.
One.
Rocky the.
Oh.
All right. The shark should sit. Where should the shark sit? The shark should sit in the sea.
And three times fast.
The shark should. Nick licks Nick ducks and Chuck sucks ducks chicks. But sometimes Nick sucks Chuck's. Schmuck Tucker Fecker, the freckled Vietnamese sushi trucker, quickly slurped and sucked 44 mucky holes. Clint rubs cock on cocky kooky cluster runts. The clusty runts need some shunts for their front cuts. Without shunts, the clusty runts will go nuts for their front. Sheets of sheer synthetic sheepskin are slid into several kicky sacks, shoe shapes, and shapely shoe sizes by six sitting.
Whoa! Oh, wow!
In the sushi shop, Chef Buck Fecker cuts a diagonal slit into a fitted satin sheet so his fuzzy shih tzu Pucker can sit in the ambulance white.
And three times fast.
In a sushi shop, Chef Buck cuts
his.
That could be dicey.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
You lost, dude.
On the shiny ship, Dick Rock soaks cork and Rock Doc sucks chalk. But on the city ship, Dick Rock sucks Rick chalk and Rick Doc soaks Dick Rock's cork. They're all coke circers. Sucker. Start over. Pheasant. All right.
And three times fast.
I'm a pheasant plucker and a punter.
Oh! Golly!
Cunning Betty was the bunt cutter. She cuts bunts after clock socks. Everyone knows that bunts must be bunt cut before the clock socks get cut.
One.
Cutting Benning was the bunt cutter. Cuts bunts after clocking. Chuck Punt hunts furry buck. The furry buck will hunt funky duck. The funky duck licks Chuck's punts split shin. Chuck's punts split shin spits on furry duck and funky duck.
One.
Chuck Punt hunts furry buck.
Close enough.
You said furry, and now it makes more sense, doesn't it?
This has been another moment in Men's Room history.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio,
yes.
Here in the Men's Room,
yes.
Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Nirvana! Bet you never thought you'd hear that.
Hell
oh
no.
God. Wow, man.
Zap!
Special moments, 20 years.
Ah, oh, yeah.
The 20th anniversary spectacular.
Some of those FCCs, man.
Whew. Yeah, it's kind of, it's brutal. It's brutal, yeah. Man.
I said it. I'm dying laughing, too. They're so good.
It's almost better when you screw up. I mean, no offense. When you're successful, it sucks.
We pray for your demise, Ted.
Yeah. Nobody likes the Chiefs.
Trust me, I know.
All right. Mike, what do we got? Who's on the line?
Well, as you know here, guys, the world of radio and the world of entertainment is all about the decisions that you make. And that's not just about what we do here on this program, but as the station as a whole. And there was one man that made a decision 20 years ago that while it may have been one of the best, if not the best decision of his career, it was probably the worst decision for his mental health. You know him as Sergeant Hair Club. Sergeant Hair Club, are you on the line?
Hi there.
Hola.
Hi, guys.
Oh,
hi.
Yay. What do we do now?
Hey, is it really 20 shows that you guys have done?
20 shows.
Is that,
20 shows.
Yes, we do one show a year now.
That's right.
It's contractual. Big bucks.
That's great. Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
It's like a landmark.
It kind of is, man. I mean, it's your fault. Yeah. You hired us.
It's lasted longer than maybe some marriages.
Oh, don't talk about me. I'm right here. Hey, Dave, I'm right here. I'm right here, dude. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Miles is in the room.
You know I don't do that very well.
No. You know, I hearing about this, I thought I would go back maybe 20 and a half years, if I could, tell a little story. So, and it reminded me yesterday, because yesterday you guys were talking about breakfast cereal. 20 years ago, plus 6 months, was the first time I had got an audition tape, which is what we call it in the industry, of here's a show called Out to Lunch that was in Baltimore at the time. And I remember putting it on and listening Ted, this is not to point a finger that you weren't part of this conversation, but I just remember hearing Miles and Thrill having a deep, deep discussion on the virtues of Frosted Flakes versus Captain Crunch and why one was better. But then they had to get into, I mean, when you're up late at night smoking weed versus when it's just breakfast cereal. And what about the milk at the end of it? And wow, if this is really entertainment, these guys have really nailed it. So we ship them out to Seattle, and we're going to meet for dinner. That cool, guys? We're going to meet for dinner? And I make a reservation for three of us at, was it Daniel's Broiler?
Daniel's Broiler, yep.
Yeah. And I wonder what these guys are going to be all about. And they just shuffle in. We order some steaks. And it was like watching two 18-year-old kids at a wedding whose parents weren't around at the bar. Like, so we're going to get, we can drink free all night, right? Like, this is okay. And they just start throwing them down. Steaks arrive. Thrill takes, like, it was either parsley or a piece of broccoli and picks it up with, like, his forefinger and his thumb. Like, it's something really bad on the plate and moves it aside onto the table. What's the problem with that? I don't eat vegetables, man. All right. Well, that's cool. That's fine. So we had a few great hours. You guys go enjoy the city, have a great time, and we'll meet tomorrow with the general manager. And the general manager has less of a sense of humor than I do. I'm concerned that we're going to meet for lunch, and these guys are going to do a repeat, see how much the all-you-can-drink lunch at wherever we were.
We were at Chandler's on the water.
Oh, that's right. That's right, it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These guys, like, I couldn't have been more wrong about how much they were going to drink at lunch, because they showed up and they were still drunk from the night before. And they smelled like when you're the guy who opens up the bar at 3 in the afternoon, what it smelled like the night before. Only to find out, and tell me if I'm wrong here, but you didn't have any money left at all.
That is correct.
No, no.
Okay.
That is 100%. I made the
mistake of ordering the seafood chowder. I'm not good sometimes with menu items.
But yeah, we hired him either way, so I'm either congratulated or I'm either to blame.
Yeah, it's kind of like the chili dogs in the New Orleans airport.
Yeah,
that's a bad idea.
Oh, God, no,
it's not.
No, that's right.
And I was begging my, please don't get the seafood chowder, because I'm really, and keep in mind, right before we met with you and the general manager, I took down a Starbucks, whatever. But anyway, then I had to puke. Like, I puked like 10 minutes before we met you guys, because I'm like, dude, otherwise I'm going to puke at the table. I don't know who this woman is, but if I puke on her, I promise you, we won't get the job. Right? I felt confident with that, but I could hear Miles is eating the seafood chowder. I don't know if it was a clam or something.
Oh, just rubbery, so. It's almost like I was chewing on a piece of just rubber gum.
And I could hear it, man, and I was trying so hard not to throw up on my plate.
Yeah.
And this, and Hair Club, this coincides with the same weekend I'm covering their sports show on a Sunday.
Sure.
And I order a Coca-Cola. And I take one sip and basically have to stop from vomiting because it's half Jack Daniels and half soda in a cup. And I'm like, I just ordered a soda. Well, the other guy's good at this way. I'm like, I just get a soda?
And if you've ever wondered, ladies and gentlemen, what it takes to break into broadcasting on a publicly traded company, that's it.
One of my favorite moments, though, was walking down the French Quarter. And we're supposed to meet you guys for dinner. And I had to, we got so messed up that I had to throw Steve in the shower. So I stripped all his clothes off. Took his pants off, took his shoes off, threw his ass in the shower, but he basically just fell into the bathtub. I turned the water on, I opened up a bar of soap, I threw it in there. I was like, wake up, dude, we got to go to dinner, wake up. So he eventually wakes up. The problem was the belt stayed on the floor in the bathroom. He never put it on. In the place where we were supposed to meet Dave was at the end of the French Quarter. I'm pretty sure it was the majority of the way down the street, right? So we start walking down the street, and we cannot walk straight.
No.
Steve's pants are falling down.
I can already hear Dave's blood boiling on the other side of the phone, by the way.
I look up, like, in a balcony, like, you know, where, like, rich people are. And
it's like 250-year-old cobblestones on the street also, making it better.
But the look on your face when you saw us walking down the street was one of absolute horror. Like, you're like, I know these people at this home.
Yeah.
It's a very nice home. I don't know if it's okay.
Turns out they're very important people.
If they could come in or not, you know.
The other part of that story, and I've only heard it secondhand, is that apparently the appetizers were very fancy.
It was buffalo tartare being hand-fed to me on the balcony because they were scared I was going to fall over the railing.
The woman of the house goes down to the garden and cuts a piece of rope that she has on a spool and brings it up like Huckleberry Finn or whatever and ties it around Steve's pants.
So I look like buckwheat.
He looks like buckwheat with a rope belt, which actually kind of blends in New Orleans. Like, it's not the worst style in the world, but that was an interesting
evening. That was my 50th birthday, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Happy birthday!
You're right. I remember the trip back. I decided it's my 50th birthday. I'm going to book a seat in first class. And I'm sitting in first class, and there's a racket in the back of the plane. I'm sick. Like, I tried to keep up with these two idiots the night before, and I couldn't. So I had just, like, I was a mess. And I hear this noise. I'm sorry. What's going on in the back of the plane? Oh, there are these two scallywags back there. And they're really, they're drinking a lot, and they're making a bunch of noise. I said, really? Is it a black one and a white one? And she said, yeah, do you know them? I have to get right back into whatever book I'm reading. And you made a friend that day, Thrill, didn't you?
I don't know. Did I?
Yeah, that was the woman who you sat next to. You said,
she never talked to a black guy before.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
We talked the whole flight.
She's like, this is amazing. I've never met one of you.
She even said, can I get a picture to show my kids?
I'm sitting behind,
I swear to God.
She sincerely was just speaking her own version of truth. Like, I've never even seen one.
Yeah, I've never talked to a black person.
Let alone sit by one. Also, one of our favorite moments.
It's common knowledge. You give you a few Jack Daniels, you'll speak on behalf of Black America.
Yeah. Everyone was represented.
Our legendary thing, also, too, the douche you took at Anchorage before you left the hotel room that morning.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think you need to go into any great detail.
So you missed the morning show.
that's the whole joke right there.
Yeah.
I will say this. Dave here, who has this reserved way of speaking. It's BS, all right? So we're in Anchorage, Alaska.
We're at a wine bar.
And it's a wine bar. And I couldn't stop laughing at the dude. It just looked like a ghetto Magnum P.I., right? But so Dave knows his wine, and this guy calls himself a sommelier.
Yes, all right? He was.
And the line that Dave, when he brought out whatever bottle to impress Dave, I always remember this line. He said, I re-gift better S than this.
Oh, you should. This guy's crushed.
Of course he is.
He's crushed.
Yeah.
He's absolutely crushed. He doesn't know what to do now. He doesn't know what to recommend.
That's a harsh line, bro.
He just looked like he's going to cry.
That's because he told one of you guys that, oh, I don't know beer. I'm a wine expert.
Expert, yes.
My friends want to drink a beer over here. You can't recommend a good Alaskan beer. So he had to get a mouthful.
And he probably is a wine expert for Anchorage.
For Anchorage, yes.
And, well, you know, you don't know Anchorage, Ted, clearly.
Jesus. It's a wine town, my bad.
We go to the steakhouse, Ted, and this is, it's called the Paris. And this guy's got on, like, 1984 OP corduroy shorts.
Turquoise.
He's the bartender. All right. Hawaiian shirt. I mean, this guy looks like he should be probably in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Anchorage, Alaska. And we're looking at this guy, and I can't remember what happened, but we could not stop laughing.
Oh, yeah.
And it was uncontrollable laughter. We were just looking at this. Those things are shorter than you think they are. So, I mean, he's sporting thigh. It almost looks like something out of Reno 911.
Kind of like pretty dangle, much. Yeah, like dangle.
And I mean, I had to walk outside.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought we were going to get kicked out. You can't laugh at the bartender.
I ended up paying for dinner and looking at, like, it was a steak restaurant. So even in Anchorage, it's a couple $100 of dinner just left there. Because you two guys were outside giggling still.
Well, I couldn't believe you had OP shorts.
I know. He like really looked out of place. But then it was like 1980 still in Anchorage.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it was. And then, you know, like, and then later on that evening after you went to bed, I go to this place called Humpy Sports Bar. I get hit on by the largest man I've ever seen in my life. Steve goes down to get drugs from a dance club, and he's got a bouncer chasing him down the street wanting to kill him.
By the way, that bouncer moved real fast for a man of his size.
So I'm running out of Humpies because I think this guy might take me home and rape me. And he's running from a dude because he has to buy drugs. And then he went to the Alaska Bush Company and got kicked out because he told the woman no, he didn't want to lap dance because she was so ugly.
Well,
this is all one night.
To be fair, she came by three times. And on the third time, I'm like, no. And his father said, why not? I said, because I think you're ugly. That's not the thing to say, it turns out, at the Alaskan Bush Company. Live and learn, man.
I want to give you guys some big congratulations. We work in an industry, and my job is hiring people. I'm always looking for great people. So I see a lot of resumes, and I see resumes that are three pages long. People in this business, I think the average length of a stay at any radio station is like 3 years.
Maybe. About right.
If you do 7 or 8, that's a long time. KISW happens to be a rare example because Castle is there almost as long as I was there. He's probably there 23, 24 years. You guys, 20 years. Jolene's probably up near 18 years.
Yep.
These are lifetimes. But the fact, and I'm going to embarrass you now, but this has been Seattle's top-rated radio show for 20 years. It is really impressive.
It
really is. So all the credit to you guys. You keep on serving them up fresh every day. It doesn't get old. Well, it gets a little old, but it really, like, I can't congratulate you guys even more. It really is fantastic. You give everything into it, blood, sweat, tears,
semen,
vomit, whatever, you know. So enjoy every bit of today and tomorrow, too.
Thank you, sir. Hey, we love you, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
I miss you guys.
Yeah, hey, thank you for bringing us here. Seriously.
Of course.
Been a hell of a ride.
It has been that.
Yes. More of the 20th anniversary spectacular coming up next.
Now, it's time for great moments in men's room history.
They will appear for X amount of cash, for X amount of time, do whatever, you know, was part of their little... Garlic.
Garlic!
Ricker gets a ton of fan mail and stuff like that. Jolene gets a ton of fan mail.
Garlic!
And CDs.
Back in 2003, when the war first broke out. Oh, hang on. Garlic!
Wow.
Jesus. Dude, sorry.
Man, hurry up.
But here you go.
Not another one. Hurry up so we can get out of the room.
Yeah.
Well, here's a story.
Hurry up. Fire off another one.
That was just released out to the media, but it seems that when the Marines actually had...
I'm worried about my son with his girlfriend. I remember years ago...
Garlic!
Wow. God damn.
Then you know what I was thinking when we first walked into the studio this afternoon? Garlic. Ricker's still on air.
You know, you've...
Garlic!
You've always been told you were funny by friends. A lot of these, obviously, places. One of those being actually the...
Garlic!
Jesus.
Sorry.
Wow. I didn't know if you were going to... You were up on one cheek. I was just going
to... I had to be very careful with that one.
The men's room at KISW.com. We have the emails coming up.
Garlic!
Wow. Dude, that wasn't even healthy.
Nah, it really wasn't.
5% pick George Michaels, I Want Your Sex.
5%
chose Salt and Pepper's Push It.
But our show's about to start in 2 hours, and I'm still in there working on the guns.
Okay.
Ooh. Garlic!
Hmm.
Lovely.
Yes.
Smell it.
Right. I mean, it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
By the way.
Nice.
Smell it.
This has been another great... This has been another moment in Men's Room history.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.